Welcome to the new episode of my English class podcast. I'm glad to be able to tell my story with football. It all starts when from little kid my dad took us to see the football games to some restaurant. I remember that at first I didn't understand absolutely nothing that was happening. However, it was very enjoyable and amusing for me. Sometime later, when my brother was old enough, he began to play on the school team. And I can only say that, from my point of view, it became a fairly risky sport, but at the same time, it was unbelievable. I keep in mind that, from those moments, I feel completely in love with this discipline. My goal was to make one of the most talented and fastest players, even in the history of the NFL. But later, I discovered that probably couldn't play in this league because, in addition to being for men, it was risky for me. To continue with this story, more time later when I was 12, I decided to enter a flag team and remember that at first I was a little afraid to lose or not be a great player. However, with the support of my kind coaches, I realized that and I could overcome my fears. That's how for 3 years, matches won, others lost, friendly encounters and others a little close-up, but always learning something new about my favorite sport. Until my 15th birthday arrived and I had to enter high school, it was time to decide if dedicate myself 100% to sport or dedicate myself to school, which was a difficult decision and I was unhappy all the time. But at the end, I had to make the decision to do aside what I liked to do the most for paying attention at school. At this moment, it was terrible news for me. I was mad and I felt that I was never going to play football again. But today I can say that after 2.5 years, I can return to the field, although with the huge problem of the pandemic has prevented me from pleasure what I love the most. And that's all. This is my history with the most risky, unbelievable and enjoyable sport for me. Goodbye.